you know, on the square foot side. You're in one resort area. I'm guessing the same person built them all, but you know, they're pretty uniform. And so again, like you said, with a broad stroke, well, yeah, we're trying to be as equal as we can throughout that neighborhood.
Okay. Do you have any other comments based on what the assessor has indicated?
Sure, just that's inaccurate. They're not all the same. They're not even close to the same. Those core houses, I just listed off an entire page of notes, which show their difference between those houses and every other house in that development.
I think we all understand that.
Okay.
That's units are all very different. I think the assessor was trying to make the point that the common areas are, the land is common area that is being equally used by no matter where they're staying in the development. But
my lot, you can say that I have no land, but when I purchased the land and I closed on the land, that the parcel that the house goes in, I did not have the same opportunity as somebody else with a 44% larger lot to put a larger home. That's just inaccurate. And why is it that every house in that development is zoned at 125,000 and you go to Tall Timbers, let's say, and there's an $80,000 land? I'm just saying that there's significant differences. I understand that you've gone through with a broad stroke, but I've been inadvertently penalized more from a tax perspective because of the broad stroke.
Well, I guess one general comment, I certainly believe that when you purchased these properties that you considered several of the factors that you were talking about here today when you considered
sure.
whether you were going to buy them. So, but I don't know.
Well, there's a restriction. There's an elevation restriction. I could not build a two-story. You know, she has said in the past, I could build whatever I want on that section of land. That's inaccurate.
I understand.
Could not. No one else had that uphill battle, if you will. They got to choose two-story, three-story. We were limited, and I just don't think it's the appropriate considerations been given because of that.
Chris, can I ask, was that when you bought the property, was it disclosed to you at the time you bought it that you could only build a single story?
That's correct. We were told straight up we could have basically this house because this is the house that would fit. It's narrow, long, and it had a very low, sloped
okay.
pitch roof to not obstruct from the other views on the upper level, of which I own the house on the upper level, so I understand
right.
that.
Yes. Right. So it was disclosed and you knew what you were purchasing at the time you purchased it.
Yes.
Okay, there's, I think, two things. One is valuation and the second is discrimination in the claim here. Is there anything else from either the assessor or you, Chris? Okay. Do we have...
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry?
I said that was all from my side. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Is there a motion on the floor? Or is there a motion anybody would like to make on these?
Well, all the classifications are the same. I did look in that neighborhood, and I feel they were all built at the same time by the same builder. My motion would be to deny.
On classification and discrimination, or valuation.
Valuation and discrimination.
Okay, we've granted the classification to
correct.
one property already on these. Okay. There's a motion to deny a discrimination claim and valuation claim.
I'll second that.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Chris, you're going to get a decision within a few days on these. You can appeal it to the State Tax Commission, as you may know. We do appreciate you owning and living in Taney County, but in this particular case, I think the overriding thing from this standpoint is that these are still valued under what these properties are worth on the market. too. I think that's a consideration of us. But with respect to those particular properties, the motions on discrimination evaluation have been denied.
Excuse me, but Jerry, do you mind listing those BOV numbers?
Yes, I can list those.
Do you want me to, or do you want to?
Oh, you can.
Yeah. I believe that there's a, I don't know that all of these have both discrimination and valuation still pending, but I'm going to list off these ones. Because these, I know they at least have the discrimination.
It's just these right there.
Okay.
It's going to be easier than looking at yours.
Yeah, probably so. That would be BOE 337, 340, 341, 344, 346, 347, 348, 349, 350, 352, 354.
And that's it.
35.
Nope, that's it.
No, 360 and 361.
Yes.
Yeah, number 14 is not part of it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Chris. All right, that takes care of try to call CNY again, BOE 351.
Sure.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5 1 3 5 0 4 1 2 1 3.
All right, already left a message on that. Try to call back. BOE 436. Somebody check and see if they own any other.
They have two.
They have two properties.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if the other one is already classified?
It is not.
Okay, so we don't know what it's. If they have more than one property, then
they have two properties. Both are commercial.
Oh, they are both currently commercial.
Yes.
Okay, so they're just probably looking for that mixed use on one, on this one. Hi, Jeff. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yeah, now's a good time, David.
Okay, thank you. With respect to, it looks like you've got a couple properties, or Love Green's got a couple properties in Taney County.
That's
all right. And both are being classified as commercial. Are they both nightly rentals?
They are, sir.
Okay. And are these the only two that Love Green or the owners have in Taney County?
Currently, yes.
Okay. As you may be aware, what we've been doing is on one property we would give a mixed-use classification because we assume you have personal use involved in at least one of the properties. And we do 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any other properties that are required put in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial. So if this is the property that you would like designated for the mixed-use, which is the one at... it's like 200 Poolside Pass.
That is correct.
Okay. Is this just classification?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As to BOE 436, I would make a motion to be classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning Taney County.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's just, looks like the rest of them we've got are teleconferences. I don't.
Okay, I do want to kind of say Branson Hills, that's that gated subdivision across from the Recplex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We completely reassessed that whole subdivision. It had been very low for a long time, and so that's why you're going to be getting a few of these in the next couple of days.
Is this valuation as well?
It's just valuation. It's a residence.
It's a residence.
Yep.
Okay.
Do they have a TIF or a CID?
They have a CID.
Okay.
A large CID.
Yeah, that's what we were dealing with that attempt to exempt that property Ruta gave.
Mm-hmm.
They were dealing
Life's
with that.
Life's Journey,
to the
Inc.
Church.
And we had a STC ruling on that, and they found for the assessor that it is not exempt.
Okay, so they affirmed what we did?
Yep.
Okay.
They're not exempt. They don't have anything built on it. So
that was the trails. They just had trails.
When does that CID fall off?
I don't think.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah,
at one
years.
Point it said...
I know. I don't remember the date.
I want to say 2027 now, but...
2027, okay.
I thought it was something that was done when they started the neighborhood there. Maybe not.
It was, but there's different faces, and some went at different times.
Can we see the P-Val on this one?
Yeah, well, it's, if this is their residence, I think that more than 15% statute kicks in, doesn't it?
Well, we physically went and reassessed every single property.
Oh, it was physically, okay.
We physically went out. And I have an appraiser who actually lived in that neighborhood, and so he actually went out and did all of these.
But isn't there a notice requirement and they have a right to ask you to come out personally?
If they want us to come out again, but again, the statute says anytime it goes up more than 15% that the assessor has to have been out there. And so we took pictures, typically all four sides.
Well, I was talking about, isn't there part of that ask you can do a interior inspection that they have a right to ask you for that?
Well, that came out on their impact notice.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
And they didn't, nobody's
asked
us to
On their impact notice, it says that.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
We've not had any requests from anybody in that neighborhood.
Okay, but the impact notice would have had, you have a right to request a, okay. And do we have, on this one, do they put a proposed value of their property on their appeal?
Do you have Mary?
I haven't looked at it.
Here,
I didn't, okay.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They're probably just complaining about the amount that went up then at a time. Okay.
And they have the lot right next door. What's the name on this one?
Merrifield.
Yeah. 514.
Laura.
So the first impact was 30%. What was the second one at?
Valuation.
The first impact was the second impact. So the first one was 30%. What was the second one?
Okay, I need to stand it up. I'm not tall enough, obviously.
These chairs are really low.
Yep.
So, we've got them up at 22.
It just says valuation, doesn't have a value.
Did you say 22%? Is that what you said, Susan?
Wait, Jennifer, can you bring that up bigger? Because they would have sent you the one that they received in the mail, and that should have a percentage. I think it said 30, didn't it?
Yeah, the first one was 30, it says on here.
Right.
30.44.
Yeah, if you could make that bigger. Yeah, 30, and so now they're down at 22.34.
So what is there?
They're at 672,710 for an appraised value, and 127,810 assessed value.
That's not what we're showing on our sheet.
Our sheet shows 595,270.
I don't know what she's got.
That's the total value.
That's the total appraised value.
Value.
It's right here on the P-Val.
672.
So their impact notice said 672.
So their structure is 593,710. The land 79,000. and the total value is 672,710.
Why do we have this?
Why do we have a different number?